Well, I'm just so happy to be back at the conference once again because I get to focus in with a deep dive on a particular plant. Only this time it's a community of plants. I couldn't just focus on one. Of course, I did look at linden, lime tree, tilia. I did look at that. But what I did was I looked at demulcent kind of slippery plants in general. And I had no idea what I was going to find in terms of magical practice, because when I first looked at the list, mullein, slippery elm, marshmallow, plantain, hibiscus, aloe, flax, kelp, fenugreek, licorice, and linden, I looked at that list and I said, what the heck could any of those have in common? I had no clue. And then I found out that they all basically had a very similar spirit, and they could all be used for basically the same purposes, the same way that they affect the body, you know, gentle, protective. That's what they do magically. They're gentle and protective, and they have to do with bringing in love and bringing in sweet spirits, you know, if you need to bring in something nice into the house because there's been, you know, fighting going on or something, that those are the plants that you go to. So I'm going to be talking about all of those, just a little bit about each one, but I'll be talking about how the ancient Greeks would have used them, how the Germanic pagans would have used them. You know, how you can use them. But they all have this beautiful, gentle spirit. And that's what I'm going to be covering.